For the past few months, I have been attending an SSPX Mass in my city semi-regularly. The Mass, of course, is beautiful, and the priest and the people are very friendly, to my surprise. But all of that really doesn't matter if I'm not fulfilling my Sunday obligation to attend Mass. If attending an SSPX Mass does not fulfill the Sunday obligation, then you are, objectively speaking, in mortal sin if you don't attend a regular Mass as well. So I ask the question, does attending a Mass of the SSPX fulfill the Sunday obligation? Now, I personally thought the matter had been settled. The conventional wisdom over the last decade or so was that a Mass said by a priest from the Society of St. Pius X did indeed fulfill the Sunday obligation. All the resources, including non-SSPX ones, said so. Even supercritic Michael Voris admitted it on The Vortex.
It is frequently stated by the SSPX, the Society of St. Pius X, and its supporters, that you can fulfill your Sunday and Holy Day Mass obligations at SSPX chapels. This is not true, as it is usually portrayed. It is true, literally, technically, and canonically, but...
Well, if it's true, literally, technically, and canonically, then it's true. The reason everyone believed that attending a Mass at the Society of St. Pius X fulfilled your Sunday obligation was because of a private letter sent to an individual from the Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei who had asked the question. The letter read, September 27, 2002, in our letter to you of 7 November 2001, we provided you with important information about the status of the Society of St. Pius X, according to the law of the Church, and told you that we cannot recommend that you frequent their chapels, but you indicated that you are not satisfied with our response and have raised three more specific questions. We will deal with them in logical order. Point 1. In the strict sense, you may fulfill your Sunday obligation by attending a Mass celebrated by a priest of the Society of St. Pius X. Point 2. We have already told you that we cannot recommend your attendance at such a Mass and have explained the reasons why. If your primary reason for attendance at such a Mass were to manifest your desire to separate yourself from communion with the Roman Pontiff and those in communion with him, it would be a sin. If your intention is simply to participate in Mass according to the 1962 Missal for the sake of devotion, this would not be a sin. Point 3. It would seem that a modest contribution to the collection at Mass could be justified. Sincerely yours in Christ, Reverend Monsignor Camille Pearl, Secretary. However, recently former SSPX advocate John Salza has been claiming that attendance at the SSPX Mass does not fulfill one's Sunday obligation, and that the letter in question was meant only for that specific individual's situation and was not meant to be an overarching permission for everyone.
Ecclesia Dei has said over and over again in its replies, which again, we can't rely upon because they're intended only for those for whom they were intended, but that it doesn't fill the Sunday obligation, other than one instance. And I should mention, you know, I looked into that and talked to some canonists about it. It was a situation, Matt, where a person did not have recourse to any Catholic church. That letter that Monsignor Pearl wrote does not mean one can satisfy the obligation by attending a Society Mass. And in fact, Monsignor Pearl, after he issued that, it was actually published in some Catholic newspapers, and Pearl, it's amazing that he reacted by coming out 4 months later, I think it was in January of 2003, and saying, time out. I gave a reply to a specific individual for his circumstances. This was not intended for the universal church, and he said the masses are illicit, you know, and people are forbidden from attending them. So,
now, I want to be fair to John Salza. He is not basing his entire argument that attending the SSPX Mass does not fulfill our Sunday obligation on the idea that we got it wrong with these letters from the PCED. And I have not read all his articles explaining his reasoning, nor did I watch the entire three-hour interview with Matt Frad. Now, I believe we have a right to the Latin Mass through tradition, as stated in the papal bull Quo Primum, and it cannot be taken away from us. I've already made a video on it, so I'm not going to rehash it here. So if Salza is right, it's not necessarily a game changer for me. But since these letters are the basis on which most people over the last several years, including to some degree myself, have justified attending the SSPX Mass, I do want to focus on them. Do these letters really say what John Salza says that they say? If so, we need to listen to him and take it into consideration. If not, we can ignore him and go back to status quo. So the real question is, when people have asked if attending an SSPX Mass fulfills the Sunday obligation, what has the church said? The first answer comes in a letter from the Sacred Congregation of the Clergy from Cardinal Odie, who was president, on March 17, 1984, answering a question from a family who was attending Mass at the SSPX Chapel, wondering whether or not it did fulfill their Sunday obligation. And he replied, "According to the new code of canon law, the obligation of assisting at Mass is satisfied wherever Mass is celebrated in a Catholic rite. I hope that settles your doubts." This canon, 1248, says, "A person who assists at a Mass celebrated anywhere in a Catholic rite, either on the feast day itself or in the evening of the preceding day, satisfies the obligation of participating in the Mass. Clergy who are not affiliated with the SSPX, such as Father Z and others, have cited this canon as proof that an SSPX Mass does indeed fulfill the Sunday obligation when asked." Now to the letters from the PCED that Mr. Salza referenced. Mr. Salza said, "Ecclesia Dei has said over and over again in its replies that an SSPX Mass does not fulfill the Sunday obligation, except for one instance, which I've already read. He said this individual did not have access to a regular Mass and that the reply from Ecclesia Dei was only for him because of his situation. But after that letter was published, Monsignor Pearl reacted 4 months later in January 2003 saying, and I'm quoting John Salza, "Time out, I gave a reply to a specific individual for his circumstances. This was not intended for the Universal Church. The Masses are illicit and people are forbidden from attending them."
And Pearl, it's amazing that he reacted by coming out 4 months later, I think it was in January of 2003, and saying, "Time out. I gave a reply to a specific individual for his circumstances. This was not intended for the Universal Church." And he said the Masses are illicit, you know, and people are forbidden from attending them.
So let's take a look at that letter and see if that's what it says. January 18, 2003, Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei. "Greetings in the hearts of Jesus and Mary. There have been several inquiries about our letter of September 27, 2002. In order to clarify things, Monsignor Pearl has made the following statement. Unfortunately, you will understand we have no way of controlling what is done with our letters by the recipients. Our letter of 27 September 2002, which was evidently cited in the Remnant and on various websites, was intended as a private communication dealing with the specific circumstances of the person who wrote to us. What was presented in the public forum is an abbreviated version of that letter, which omits much of the pastoral counsel. Since a truncated form of this letter has now become public, we judge it appropriate to present the larger context in our response. In our previous letter to the same correspondent, we had already indicated the canonical status of the Society of St. Pius X, which we will summarize briefly here. 1. The priests of the Society of St. Pius X are validly ordained, but they are suspended from exercising their priestly functions. To the extent that they adhere to the schism of the late Archbishop Lefebvre, they are also excommunicated. Those excommunications were lifted, and I'll get into that a little bit later. Concretely, this means the Masses offered by the priests are valid but illicit, i.e. contrary to the law of the Church. Points 1 and 3 in our letter of 27 September 2002 to this correspondent are accurately reported. His first question was, "Can I fulfill my Sunday obligation by attending a Pius X Mass?" And our response was, "In the strict sense, you may fulfill your Sunday obligation by attending a Mass celebrated by a priest of the Society of St. Pius X. His second question was, "Is it a sin for me to attend a Pius X Mass?" And we responded stating, "We have already told you that we cannot recommend your attendance at such a Mass and have explained the reasons why. If your primary reason for attending were to manifest your desire to separate yourself from communion with the Roman Pontiff and those in communion with him, it would be a sin. If your intention is simply to participate in a Mass according to the 1962 Missal for the sake of devotion, this would not be a sin." His third question was, "Is it a sin for me to contribute to the Sunday collection of a St. Pius X Mass?" To which we responded, "It would seem that a modest contribution to the collection at Mass could be justified." Further, the correspondent took the commission to task for not doing its job properly and we responded thus. This pontifical commission does not have the authority to coerce bishops to provide for the celebration of the Mass according to the 1962 Roman Missal. Nonetheless, we are frequently in contact with bishops and do all that we can to see that this provision is made. However, this provision also depends on the number of people who desire the traditional Mass, their motives, and the availability of priests who can celebrate it. You also stated in your letter that the Holy Father has given you a right to the Mass according to the 1962 Roman Missal. This is not correct. It is true that he has asked his brother bishops to be generous in providing for the celebration of this Mass, but he has not stated that it is a right. Presently, it constitutes an exception to the Church's law and may be granted when the local bishop judges it to be a valid pastoral service and when he has the priests who are available to celebrate it. Every Catholic has a right to the sacraments, but they do not have the right to them according to the right of their choice. We hope that this puts in a clearer light the letter about which you asked us. With prayerful best wishes for the new year of our Lord 2003, I remain sincerely yours in Christ, Reverend Monsignor Camille Pearl, Secretary. Now first, this letter does not sound any different than the first. In other words, there was no statement that says that the permission given in the first letter to fulfill the Sunday obligation by attending a Mass of the SSPX was only for that individual and not for the Universal Church, and that everyone else, as Mr. Salza put it, is forbidden to attend SSPX Masses. In fact, the letter says that points 1 and 3 were reported accurately. And point 1 is, in the strict sense, you may fulfill your Sunday obligation by attending a Mass celebrated by a priest of the Society of St. Pius X. Also, this doesn't sound like the person didn't have a Catholic church to attend other than the SSPX. It sounds like they didn't have any other Latin Masses to attend other than the SSPX. This in no way is the great retraction that John Salza says it is. Now, remember, John said that all the other replies from the PCED say SSPX Masses do not fulfill the Sunday obligation, so let's see if he's right. Here are three other letters that I found other than the two that I've already read, which are September 2002 and January 2003. There's no doubt these letters have strong condemnations of the SSPX. Keep in mind, however, Archbishop Lefebvre and the four bishops were excommunicated from 1988 to 2009, a situation that does not apply to today. So here's a letter from 1995 that read, "There is no doubt about the validity of the ordination of the priests of the Society St. Pius X. They are, however, suspended ad divinis, that is, prohibited by the Church from exercising their orders because of their illicit ordination. The Masses they celebrate are also valid, but it is considered morally illicit for the faithful to participate in these Masses unless they are physically or morally impeded from participating in a Mass celebrated by a Catholic priest in good standing." Code of Canon Law 844. The fact of not being able to assist at the celebration of the so-called Tridentine Mass is not considered a sufficient motive for attending such Masses. April 15, 2002. Letter states, "May a Catholic attend a Mass celebrated by an SSPX priest or priest from a community close to the SSPX and receive Holy Communion on Sunday? No. Holy Mass must be offered in communion with the Church, the Pope, and the local bishop. Attendance at Masses offered by priests who are not in union with the Church are allowed only in extraordinary circumstances when access to a Mass offered in union with the Church is impossible. Now, the priests of the Society of St. Pius X are not in union with the Church because of their adhesion to the schism that Archbishop Lefebvre created when consecrating bishops against the will of the Pope, who called this act, accomplished on June 30th, 1988, a schismatic act. Note, Pearl cites the reason is because of the excommunication of Archbishop Lefebvre for consecrating the four bishops, which was lifted, along with all penalties by Pope Benedict XVI in 2009, so that reasoning would not apply today. Continuing, "May we lean upon Canon 844 to justify participation in the sacraments in the chapels and houses of the Society of St. Pius X, considering the lack of the indult Mass in the vicinity constitutes a case of spiritual necessity and a moral impossibility to have recourse to a Catholic minister." Now, keep in mind, this was before Summorum Pontificum, and the Latin Mass, which is what an indult Mass is, was very rare. Continuing, "No, the canon referred to speaks of the physical and moral impossibility to have recourse to a Catholic minister and not of the absence of a mass in one right rather than in another. There is no absolute right to a determined right. If, for a serious reason, one must attend an SSPX mass, wedding, funerals, etc., must one abstain from receiving Holy Communion? Yes, for Eucharistic communion is also communion with the Catholic Church. The Church makes the Eucharist, and the Eucharist makes the Church, from which those priests are separated. Is it a sin to depart from the discipline of the Church regarding the Sunday obligation and the manner of fulfilling it? Yes, the obligation is clearly defined and explained in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Now, I want to stick to this one for just a minute. Notice, does this fulfill my Sunday obligation is not asked. Yet, John Salza says this in an article on the website True or False Pope titled, Dear Traditional Catholics, Don't Trust the Writings of the SSPX Like I Did, quote, on April 15, 2002, Monsignor Pearl expressly stated that the SSPX Mass does not fulfill the Sunday obligation and Canon 844 cannot be used to justify any SSPX Mass attendance. Specifically, he issued a negative reply to the question of whether a Catholic could, quote, attend a Mass celebrated by an SSPX priest or priest from a community close to the society and receive Holy Communion on a Sunday. Pearl's reply, no. Holy Mass must be offered in communion with the Church, the Pope, and the local bishop. Again, notice, does this fulfill my Sunday obligation is not asked. And Monsignor Pearl did not explicitly say, no, it does not fulfill your Sunday obligation. But even if he did, this letter was before the September 2002 and January 2003 letters that explicitly say that you can fulfill your Sunday obligation by attending Mass at the Society of St. Pius X. So it would just mean that there was a reversal. But what was asked in this letter was, is it a sin to depart from the discipline of the Church regarding the Sunday obligation and the matter of fulfilling it? And the answer was yes. The obligation is clearly defined and explained in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And what does the Catechism say? Point 2180. The precept of participating in the Mass is satisfied by assisting at a Mass which is celebrated anywhere in a Catholic rite, either on the holy day or on the evening of the preceding day. Exactly what the Code of Canon Law says. In his article, Mr. Salza also refers to a letter from the PCED dated March 28, 2012. The person asked, would a Catholic fulfill his Mass obligation by assisting at Holy Mass by attending this Friends of the Society of St. Pius X Chapel? And the response was, strictly considering the Affirmation Canon 1248, would a Catholic fulfill his Mass obligation by assisting at Holy Mass by attending this Friends of the Society of St. Pius X? The answer is negative. To his credit, Mr. Salza admits that the chapel in question, Friends of the Society of St. Pius X, is not affiliated with the SSPX, but makes the assertion that since the fulfillment of the Sunday obligation would not happen at this chapel, that means it applies to all masses from priests who are not incardinated, which would include the SSPX. He says, note well, this is an official statement from the Church that, quote, independent masses offered by the priests who are not incardinated not only do not fulfill your Sunday obligation under Canon 1248, since an illegal Mass cannot fulfill the legal requirements to assist at Mass, but also incurs the sin if the Catholic substitutes the illicit Mass for a Sunday obligation. Notice in the interview with Matt Fratt, he says that we cannot go by these letters to individuals, that they are not meant as statements to the Universal Church, but here he says that this letter is an official statement from the Church, and in fact, he calls the April 22 letter a, quote, statement to the Universal Church on the question, namely, that SSPX Masses do not fulfill Sunday obligation. So which is it, John? But this letter can in no way be seen as applying to the SSPX because the person did not ask about attending an SSPX chapel. And I disagree that the Church sees no difference between the SSPX and other independent Catholic groups. Pope Francis, in his letter to the bishops for the Jubilee year of 2015, wrote, a final consideration concerns those faithful who, for various reasons, choose to attend churches officiated by priests of the Fraternity of St. Pius X. I establish that those who, during the Holy Year of Mercy, approach these priests of the Fraternity of St. Pius X to celebrate the Sacrament of Reconciliation shall validly and licitly receive the absolution of their sins. This was, of course, extended indefinitely and persists to this day. As well, the SSPX have been given permission under certain circumstances to witness marriages. But if what goes for one goes for all, then does John Salza believe the SSPV, the SSPX Resistance, and Marian Corps, as well as all independent chapels, also receive these faculties? Of course not. No one believes that. Here's something else to consider. How can suspended priests receive faculties? They can't. Mr. Salza also makes mention of another PCED letter from 2015, but I cannot for the life of me find it. However, since what Mr. Salza says about the letters that I have found does not match what they actually say, I'm not too concerned about it. Far from all but one of these letters from the PCED explicitly say attendance at the SSPX Mass does not fulfill your Sunday obligation, I found that none of them say that, and two of them explicitly say that you can. And since they are the latest that we've gotten on the matter from the PCED, those are the ones that stand. John Salza says that they did with the January 2003 letter, but that letter doesn't retract anything. If anything, it confirms that indeed you can fulfill your Sunday obligation through a Mass at the SSPX. And since it's been 20 years since those letters were made public, and everyone thinks that you can fulfill your Sunday obligation through the SSPX because of those letters, and obviously the Catholic Church knows this, why didn't they send out a correction and say, no, this isn't true? If you can't fulfill your Sunday obligation by attending a Mass at the SSPX. As far as I'm concerned, nothing has changed. Going to an SSPX Mass fulfills your Sunday obligation. It's not a sin as long as you don't wish to separate yourself from the Roman Pontiff, and you can even give money. And as far as these letters saying that the SSPX is outside of the church, they're not in the church, they're not in union with the Pope, that is based on the excommunication that has been lifted. And so that is a situation that no longer applies to the SSPX. Now, I'm not saying that they have a regular status or that they are in full communion. Everyone knows they have an irregular status, and they admit that themselves. But words like schism and excommunication are not relevant, and perhaps never were. Until my next video, God bless.